Well, we are being treated to so much insight and information about this trip that's happened with our youth group, and it means that our Sunday morning worship's going a little long. Is that okay? It's not too bad. There's an old poem by Emily Dickinson where she says, "Tell the truth, but tell it slant." And I want to do that with you today. As in our sermon time right now, I want to engage with the scripture with you, but I'm aware that our young people, our kids, are here this morning, and our Mexico mission team is here as well. So I want to tell you the truth, but I want to tell it slant, maybe in a way that we hear differently, maybe through pictures or through stories or something that connects to us. So I don't want to have a very long sermon. Let's give ourselves a break, but let's tell it slant and hear God's word for us today. The scripture comes to us from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Listen for God's word to you this morning. "You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, just like everybody else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Good morning once again. On this High School Mexico Mission Sunday, we are really blessed to be led by our mission team up in the front. Thank you for your service to us out in the world, but also bringing it back here today. I want to say hi to those, again, worshiping online with us or listening to this sermon podcast later in the week. We're in a little mini sermon series right now that's based on our memory verse for this month, which is John 3:16 and 17. And we heard how God so loved the world, and we have a loving God, that God gave his only begotten Son. We have a giving God. And then we continue to know that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And so we have a God who saves. We have a saving God. I saw a picture this week, and it's this chart, and I'll show it to you. It says how we learn from theory, from practice, from mistakes. Does that seem about right to you? So in today's sermon, we don't want to be too theoretical or too esoteric. I don't think anyone needs a long philosophical talk about the finer points of salvation or how it is exactly that God saves us through Christ and saves the world. But let's start from this chart and maybe see if we can learn from mistakes or maybe reflecting on our mistakes. That's something that we all know. We all make mistakes sometimes. Is that right? I think so. This weekend, my daughter Abby was away on her first ever scout campout. And she's in a troop, and they left yesterday on this camping trip for an overnight. And the troop sent us a list of everything that they needed to pack to go on this camping trip. And so we laid it out. We laid out the gear and the clothes, and we talked through how she would use each of those things. And she packed her bags, and we got in the car and drove, and she met the troop, and off they went. And everything was looking great, except when I got home from the drop-off, this is what was sitting on her bed. That's a sleeping bag. Whoops. Except my wife, Lisa, she said, that's not really just a whoops for Abby. That's a whoops for you. You were the adult in charge of this situation. How could you leave this sleeping bag behind and our sweet daughter freezing all night in the woods? It's a fair question. Ephesians 2 says, you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world. And I wonder, as we talk about God saving us from our sins or our trespasses, are we talking about something like this? Or is this kind of different from what we're trying to get at? Forgetting a sleeping bag on a camping trip or some of the day-to-day mistakes and like mess-ups that all of us have? If that's all we were talking about when we talk about Christ saving us, I think our view of God would be much too small. If that was the case, if God's work in Christ in saving us was just about helping us to act a little bit better or be a little less forgetful or be nice little Christians while we're at church, we would be missing the point. I was driving the other day in Los Gatos Almaden Road, right over here, and I passed this gate. And I'll show you a picture of it. This gate had been crushed. Take a look. It was after some of those storms and stuff, and this gate was just really crumpled and disfigured. And I was thinking, like, what could have caused this gate to get mangled like that? And I actually pulled over my car, and I went back to take this photo for you. And so I looked through the next section of the gate, and I saw where the culprit was. That giant tree. And then it became clear, this perfectly good gate was just sitting there, minding its own business one day, when for some reason, all of a sudden, a tree fell out of nowhere and crushed it and laid on it and bent it and mangled it and broke it in a way that looks almost like beyond repair. I don't know. And so the weight of this tree was impacting this gate. Gives us some better idea of how the weight of sin or brokenness or hurt can lay on our lives and can hold us down. Why is it that Jesus gave his only begotten Son and sent him into the world? Not to condemn the world, but so the world might be saved through him. It's because we had a weight like that on us. And God is the one who comes to take that weight off of us, that we might be saved through him. Maybe we're like that gate, just feeling the weight of a giant tree. I don't know what that giant tree is like for you today. I wonder if you've ever felt that. So the power of sin is like, it's impacting us, it's acting on us, and we on our own, we can't overcome it. You know, a gate can't get that tree off of it. It's just too heavy. You know, and we're humans. And even though we are made by God in the image of God and we're called good and very good, that's the Bible story, we're God's good creations, but sometimes we do get bent and disfigured and crumpled by our own actions or our own words or our thoughts or our attitudes. Sometimes sin is something we do. It's not just something that falls on us, but we act or speak some kind of way. One of the ways that we know that the power of sin is at work in us, if you want to just reflect on your own life, it often shows up in broken relationships. A place of broken relationship is a place that says, something's not right here. Something's going wrong. It's a telltale sign when our own actions or words or attitudes separate us from people in our lives. Or if something were to separate us in our life with God, where we feel distant or we're hiding. And every Sunday here in church, we try to name those things. We're invited to come and bring the broken places in our lives and offer them to God and turn them over, trusting God who forgives. We trust that God will repair. We trust that God will save. I wonder if there's a giant log that's crushing you in your life right now. Something which you want to get away from or get out from under, but you can't on your own power. You wonder maybe, can this be repaired? Could this be fixed? Maybe it's something that feels bigger than you. It's bigger than you can do on your own. You can't fix it. You can't make it right. You don't know the right thing. And that's what I'm telling you today. The reason that God sends Jesus into the world, into our brokenness and our sin and our hurt, is so that we might be saved or healed or helped or redeemed or made whole or set free. That's the good news of the gospel. It sets us free from the crushing weight that's on us. What's your giant log? Not the log that's in your neighbor's eye. Not the thing that's going wrong with somebody else, but the thing that you know in yourself. What do you need to be saved from? Where are you asking God to set you free? And would you trust those things? Would you turn those things over to God again today? The one who saves us with a free gift of grace. I have a friend who's a retired Presbyterian pastor, and she was on vacation in Costa Rica. And she was down there, and she sent me a picture, and I'll show it to you. Look at this picture. And she put this like on Facebook, and she's right there, and she's right there in front. And I reached out to her. I had to ask her, like, well, tell me about this picture. There was no context. It was just a photo. And she said, well, actually, Super Christian is the name of a supermarket chain in Costa Rica, right? It's like a supermarket chain. And so then she said this. She said, we couldn't resist that picture of me flexing. If only being super at living our faith was that easy, right? But it's hard. We often say here in PCLG that it should be easy to join our church. It should be easy to become a part of our congregation because following Jesus is hard. Being a disciple is hard. A life of faith can be hard. It's hard to live out our faith in real ways, so we have a Savior in Christ who comes and finds us in the places where we've been crushed, like that gate, or where we've been under the power of sin, something we don't want in our lives. And Jesus is the repair crew. Jesus is the one who takes his chainsaw and cuts that log right in half, gets it right off of us. He releases us from those things. So we are saved from, but we're also saved for. We're saved from a past that we cannot change and from those things in our lives that we know we didn't do it right. But we're also saved for a purpose, saved for God's purpose for our lives. Ephesians says this, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not our doing. It is a gift from God. And if Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ, God saves us from our sins and anything that would keep us back, that's God's gift. So then God's beloved, that's us, and forgiven, that's you, and called out people, that's us. We respond with how we live our lives. The verse goes on, it says this, for we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. That's our way of life. So just, I'm going to end right now because we are in Mexico Mission Sunday. But I want you just to hold on to this question. We're saved from that weight, but we're also saved for God's purpose. What are you saved for? What's the way of life that God has put before you that you want to claim again or live into? Today, we're here on Mexico Mission Sunday, and we're really thanking this group for the chance they had to go and serve others by building this house. It's an awesome way to live out their faith and show love to others. But part of the reason we do Mexico Mission Sundays like this one is so the rest of us can also see and hear and learn and be reminded and maybe be inspired a little bit more. We're an intergenerational church, and that's very important to PCLG. We want younger generations to look up to this group who have gone to see what they are saying about it. Maybe to sit right here in the front and watch as it all happens. If you're new or visiting with us today, you get a sense of our church. We don't do it this way every single Sunday, but we try as we go into mission experiences to come back and tell about it, pass it on to each generation. So what about you? As you hear the good news of the gospel again today, that God saves us by grace and frees us from anything that would hold us back, we're saved not just to go out and be super Christians, but for the sake of the world that God loves so much. So consider it again, the immeasurable gift that God gives us in Christ. And the question that hangs in the air is, so what? So what does it mean to you? So what does it mean for you this week? Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. May it be so for you. Amen.